Hey, greetings, everybody. It is your road traveling, nomad, Christ preaching van dwellers, Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We are here once again. We made it. We survived another day. Did we not, Sister Amen? Did we survive it?
We did, by the grace of God.
We survived another day. It was a beautiful, glorious day. It's a beautiful night. It was hot today, and it kind of cooled down now a little bit.
Somewhat, yeah.
There was a nice breezy day.
But we got fans, so we get extra blessings.
Amen. We do have some fans to keep us cool. That is a blessing. We traveled today a good distance, got to a new town. We have to do some business in this town, trying to figure out where our next preach is going to be. And then we had online gathering with some brothers, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And while we were in set up at a place that we like to work online, a man who knows who we are came up. I told Sister Amen when we rolled into this town, I wonder if we'll see him. And he found us, and he came over, and I thought it was kind of neat. He's not really a seeker, but he definitely doesn't push back against the things of God. Says he's a believer, but he's not living for the kingdom. And I thought it was interesting. I said, I'll give you another gospel card. He goes, no, I got yours. He lives in his pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I got it right in the visor of my truck. I read it all the time. I thought, okay, that's kind of interesting. So
yeah.
He knows where to go if he needs help. I'd offer him Bible study and all that kind of stuff a long time ago. So that was pretty awesome. It's sad, though. He's really caught up in politics.
Yeah.
He, like, always complains about the local city council and they're not doing this, they're not doing that. And I said, there's no hope in that.
Right.
And it's sad. He doesn't want to come out of his old life to find new life in Christ. But we're an example. He sees us once again. He said, hey, I see you got a different van. I said, yeah, our other van was getting old, a lot of miles. I said, we had to upgrade a little bit. And he goes, still doing the same thing, huh? I said, yes, sir,
yep.
Traveling, preaching the gospel. So trying to be a consistent salt and light.
Right, amen. Praise
yeah,
God,
so,
yeah.
So that was kind of neat. What's on your mind today, Sister Robin?
Oh.
We're going right to it.
Oh, we are, hey.
We are, we're going right to it.
Yeah, so while we were traveling, I've been a little tired in my flesh battling some ongoing issues, and I was just kind of like looking out the window and looking at the gardens that were going by.
Yeah, we went by a lot of nice gardens today.
Yeah, and I was thinking how peaceful and calm they are, and then something popped in my mind. And before I tell you what it is, I want to say gardens aren't sinful. Thinking about the gardens that I used to work in isn't sinful. But when I compare my life today compared to back then, that could become sinful.
Yeah, because you know why? Because we were called to go.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I'm just going to say, I almost did that today. I almost did the comparison, and I stopped it because you know what happened? Something came into my mind. Maybe you sisters will guess what this is. Garlic, onions, and leeks popped right into my mind, and I was going to read Numbers 11:5. We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. It's kind of interesting. So I had a split second when I thought about how peaceful that life was then, working in the gardens every day, hearing the birds, looking and marveling at God's creation and thanking Him and having a lot of quiet time.
We should say we're in our old area, and that probably brought it up to you too.
Oh, not really. I guess maybe it could have,
yeah,
I guess. Yeah, yeah, I was thinking about the gardens, but yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, anyway, we got to watch ourselves on that and guard our flesh. I kind of lost my train of thought.
It's not sinful to have a garden, like we said. That's an actually good, pure, true thing. But we were called to leave our homesteads, and we were called to go. And there's always that pull back there. There's always that, could be in the flesh, that desire to start thinking about your old life and maybe if it was easier or simpler. I think you got to watch out for that.
Yeah, and I was thinking that God moved us from planting and watering in the actual gardens and stuff out to the fields of the world, planting and watering His word and seeds in other people instead. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you got to watch out. Don't want to be modeling the Israelites, that's for sure.
No,
Also, it makes me think of too, peace and safety.
Peace and safety?
Yeah, you know, because
a
lot of times it's easy to just rest in peace and safety, but to not push yourself, and we'll talk about that a little bit,
push
yourself to go further in the Lord. It's always easy just to say it in a setting you know, and in what's familiar and doing what is common to you. But sometimes, oftentimes, the Lord will call you out of that to grow you, move you, reach more people, glorify Him. So we have to be ready to do that and not look back.
I wouldn't go back for nothing. Not if it was my own choice. Now, if He called us to go do something like that, that'd be different.
It's an awesome life, but no greater calling. We just talked about that. I did a Philippians verse by verse, the high calling, which is to go serve Christ. So there's no calling higher than that.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. We mentioned that we were traveling, and today what we did was we stopped, and I knew there would be a river right where we were going to be. So we took some time, very short time. Maybe 20 minutes.
If that, yeah.
And we walked down to the water, took our shoes off, and sat there and put our feet in the water and just enjoyed God's creation. We watched an osprey eagle flying overhead. I thought maybe he might come down and try to grab a fish. And we just kind of took some time, no phones, no nothing, and just sat there, just looking around, enjoying God's creation. And it was kind of neat. And we put, like I said, we put our feet in the water. It was hot, so we cooled off. And I guess I'd want to encourage y'all, don't miss those special like down times when you can kind of, restore, think about the Father, get away from everything else. But then also, we gotta remember not to linger in those situations or strive in them too much. Because there's much to be done for the kingdom of God.
Right. Yeah, so, exactly. For us, like 20 minutes was like, that was enough. We're like, okay, we got things to do. Yeah. We got to get going.
And I got a teaching I'm going to be doing on that. We talk about restoring a lot, and I think it's wise to warn people. Restoring beyond the point that you actually need actually becomes idleness, and that we need to be laboring for the kingdom or doing what God's called us to do rather than sitting around and being idle. So,
right, our restoring is very small periods of time here and there.
As it was with Jesus and Paul and them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, don't miss those special times to do that, but don't overdo it. So, I got my notes here I'm looking at. I wanted to talk about something else. What are we going to talk about here? Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about an idea for you in your faith walk. I had it written down in a different part of my notes here. The best defense is a good defense. Excuse me. Best defense is a good offense. What does that mean? Well, kind of like it means it's better to always be seeking, striving for, pursuing the kingdom of God in your studies, in your fellowship, in your ministry, whatever you're doing, than sitting back and being idle. And oftentimes you'll find that when you're more active, when you're more seeking more the things of God, when you're asking questions, when you're striving, you'll find that things will go smoother for you than when you sit back and kind of idle and kind of coast. And a lot of times things can catch you unaware then. And maybe you're not ready, and you're not in the spirit. It really has a difference to do with being in the spirit or in the flesh.
Yep.
And so think about that. Just a concept for you, that the best defense is a good offense, which means to go forward and be active, judging yourself, judging the brethren, clearing out sin, making sure you're seeking the kingdom of God with all that you are, and not being idle. Idle is a really, really dangerous place for any of us to be in. Idle habits, idle hobby, or idle time, not hobbies. Idle thoughts. An idle mind, what happens, Sister Amin, with an idle mind?
Satan can come in and you go places you ought not to be going.
Yeah. Yeah. So ponder that. And I would give you, we studied this today in my verse by verse, pressing in. Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So we need to press in. We need to aim. Aim for the mark is like aiming at something. If you're not aiming at something, you're definitely not going to hit it.
Right.
And the high calling is doing what God's called us to do. There is no higher calling. That word high, it means top, the very top, kind of like God, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. So just my little admonition there to you to have a good offense. It is the best defense against the enemy and your flesh pushing forward into the kingdom of God. Make sense, Sister Amin?
Oh, it does. And I've shared with sisters how, you know, sometimes reaching out first to people, you can put forth the gospel and put forth all that truth to somebody that you want to share it with and not have to be on the defense of them coming after you like, what happened to you? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You know, you get to lay it all out.
Amen.
And your hands are clean.
Amen.
Yeah, so
amen.
Just an idea.
And today as we traveled, we mentioned a little bit when Sister Amma was talking about gardens. We traveled through an old familiar area that we used to live in. And I'm calling it the Valley of Death.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I calling it the Valley of Death, Sister Amma? And I often refer to that, but maybe it's the first time I've called it that in audio. So why do I call it the Valley of Death?
A lot of death from people that we've known.
Yeah. This area where we used to live, people like Sister Amma's mother, dead. My dad, dead. My mother, dead. Two sisters of mine, dead. My brother-in-law, dead. My lifelong family, friends through my mom and dad, Frank and Char, dead. One of their sons, dead. Just people upon people.
My brother, dead. My uncle that I used to be close to, his daughter's dead.
So we were talking about, we traveled through this old territory calling it the Valley of the Dead. And in a way, if you think about it too much, it can make you sad. It's that looking back.
Yeah.
But it's also a good thing in self-reflection, maybe to think about. As the book of James says, we're just vapors here, a little while, gone, smoke, gone tomorrow. And maybe it will make us get going, that good offense, not just sitting around on our laurels waiting for a defense.
Right.
And realizing that time is short. I mean, I was sitting there as I drove through today, and I just pondered in my mind, my father's been dead like 15 years. That's a long time, 14 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And my death is coming. And brothers and I were talking about preparing for our death. Living for our death. Why do we live for death? Because we get to go be with Christ. It's not because we want death. We want eternal life. And we get to go be with Christ. So that was kind of my thought today as we traveled through about the Valley of Death. Any thoughts on that, sister? I have a scripture to read.
Yeah. Living for death means that we are laying down our life, losing our life now for Christ. And I was thinking about on the brother's audio there, I got my mind mixed up. I was thinking about the overcoming.
Yeah.
Overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and loving not your life unto death.
Well,
I was
kind
of thinking about the same thing, but yeah.
That key's in there. I thought you were going to talk about Brother Kuo when he said the philosophers get mad at Christians because the Christians talk about death a lot.
Yeah, right.
The Christians talk about death a lot, but yet they have a misunderstanding. We don't talk about death because we want to go in the grave and die and have nothing. We talk about death because death comes after resurrection,
right,
and everlasting life, and we know we have to go through death to get to the resurrection like our Savior did.
Right, we don't sorrow like the world does.
No.
You know, and we're not fearing it like the world does.
Amen.
Like I used to fear death because I didn't know the answers to all this.
Right.
Now that I have it all and the hope is there, it's like I don't fear it. I mean, it's something nobody looks forward to, the physical pain of it all.
And also saying saying goodbye to brothers and sisters or husband and wife. No one's looking forward to doing that. But
right.
To go be with Christ, it's going to be gain.
Oh, yeah. And if we all endure, we all get to be there at some point in time.
Yeah. And so it's important to ponder all of that. You may have had people in your past that have died. Don't linger on it, but use it as an advantage to say, wow, I got to get going. My death's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Could be tomorrow. Could be 40 years from now. But that's a short time no matter what.
Oh, I know.
Goes by so fast. I remember when my father died, he was 85, and he said, I can't believe how fast my life went by. Those were like some of his last words.
Yeah.
He said that over and over at the end of his life, because we took care of him. He said, I can't believe how fast my life went by, 85 years.
Yeah, and there's going to be more death of people coming, even though they've been given the gospel. Hopefully they repent.
Amen. So think about that. That's why we want to go forth and shine the gospel. We have the words of life that people need. And yeah, they got to go through their death to get there, but that's glorious that Christ made the way for us. I have a scripture verse for us. We have victory in Christ. Ready, Sister Amma?
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 15, 55 through 58. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
I love that. That's one of my favorites.
Labor for the Lord, it's not in vain. There will be a reward. There will be a resurrection. There will be eternal life. And so that's why we look forward to the end of this life, to go be with our Savior in eternal life. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. And I was thinking about it as we were, it just kind of flashed in my mind how you and I, when we first started on this journey and then we got into ministry and there were times we're like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Why? And then you just got to remember, the scriptures are so awesome. It's like, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And it's like, oh, hey, get up, keep going.
Yeah, it's like we were pushing forward and we didn't fully understand exactly the depths of it.
Yeah.
And why and what it was all about. But then God molds you and shows you, matures you. Perfection. You become mature and more complete.
Oh, yeah.
And you begin to see, oh, why? That, look, this is why we're doing this, Lord. Because people need to hear the gospel. Because our death is coming. Because we need to be working while it's day. Tribulation's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And it all started to come together. And we don't live for ourselves. We live for the Lord. And we want to pour out for other people. So it just made sense to lose our lives even more and live all for Christ and His kingdom.
Yeah, I love that. I hated my old life. I'm happy to be rid of that.
Amen. Amen. Anything else, Sister Amin?
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. Brothers talking about it. One brother brought up about a man that was healed and how he was like being zealous about telling everybody about it.
Yeah, I like that.
I went and looked up the scripture verse. I know I'm pretty sure this is the one he was talking about. Jesus healed a man with leprosy. I love this. Mark 1:45, but he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter. I love that. Blaze abroad. It's like a tongue twister. Blaze abroad the matter. That's like...
You put it out there.
Makes me think of a wildfire out west, you know, just eating up all that dry tinder, just plowing through real fast with the wind blowing on it, just blazing it abroad. And that's what I want to do.
He was zealous.
For the Lord. Yeah, I love that zeal. And
he was zealous.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Well, it's the old saying, to whom much is forgiven, they love much. And if you're healed, you're going to love much.
We have a lot of zeal
because
we've been forgiven much.
Yeah. So, that's an awesome scripture. I really like that a lot.
I like that.
Yeah, good one. That brother brought that up. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a little bit of exciting news. We decided that we added a new section to our website.
Oh, yeah.
And we decided, because there's other people all around the world that want to hear edification, there's no way to bring everyone together because of timelines, time zones, technology. It just isn't going to work. So we decided to add a section to our website. It's under like the John 424 radio, I think, section in that area. It's called Ecclesia Gathering.
Uh-huh.
And what are we going to put in there, Sister Amin?
The brothers calls the ecclesia, whatever.
Yep.
When you all gather and go to the scriptures and study and share.
Yep.
And I think the saints are going to be immensely edified and learn a lot. And I think it's an awesome thing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, well, today we put up a verse by verse, I did. And then the second audio, the brothers chimed in and gave their thoughts about my verse by verse study that I did, and then we just had a general audio that we put up. So we'll be doing verse by verses, we'll be doing general topics or specific topics, and then we'll just be doing whatever the Lord leads, general topics. And it'll always be something that you can click in there any time of day and see what the brothers are doing. It probably won't be every single day, even though we edify each other every day.
Yeah.
Some days we gather and talk about things that really aren't probably appropriate. Maybe brothers struggling with some things or some issues with their work or something they have to deal with. But always when it's appropriate,
like we're going to... teachings
and such, we're going to be making it available, putting it in this Ecclesia Gathering area. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it is. I think it's going to be wonderful. A great blessing to people all around the world.
Yeah.
Saints.
Yeah.
All over the world. And like Brother Tupo said, sisters, you can go in there and listen to it any time of the day.
Right.
That's awesome. There's many benefits about the technology. You know, we can hook up with people that we never would have. You know, if you had to write with a pen and a paper, it would be like many months in between, or you would have never found one another. But look at this, all the edifying, all the saints get to do on the internet,
right,
all over the world all the time, shining light in a super dark place.
Yep, in a super dark place. And Sister Amin used her skills, and she went in there and added that section for us, so that's another part of her ministry. So thank you for that, Sister Amin. And that'll go in there, and Lord willing, for years, there'll be edification in there where new people that find us. And think about this, you know, it's not only the people we know about, the small group of people that we're united to, and then there's another group of people that we know about outside of that are communicating, but for various reasons we're not real close or whatever. But think about, as we street preach and we reach literally thousands of people a week face to face.
Oh, yeah.
think about them going on the website, and a lot of them we will never hear from. They may just be starting their walk, and maybe by the time they're ready to have fellowship, maybe they don't know our website anymore. I don't know.
Right.
But just think, it's like in person, it's like online, it's like people putting, other brothers putting their stuff out on their websites all over the place. It's like that man going out and blasting it all over.
Blazing it abroad.
Blazing it abroad. That's what I think. You're right, blazing it abroad. So that's what we want to do. So this is just another added thing that we'll be putting on there, and I think that'll be greatly edifying. So check that out. We just put up a Philippians 3, 10 through 14 study and our talk about it. So we'll be adding more there as we go. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. I would say in fellowship, there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of edification all over.
Yeah.
In person and on the internet.
Right.
That nobody should be hungry.
Right. Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Or, starving, I mean.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And I'm working on another teaching. Maybe I'll have it done tomorrow. I'm doing one on the danger of devotionals.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's just going to be a real, not too in-depth. There's not much really to go there. Just a warning about the fluffy practice of devotional 10-minute reading in the morning and how that's not really a good diet, a good spiritual diet of God's Word. And we're going to go over some of that because a lot of people are caught up in that.
Yeah, I would say women especially, they like those.
Yep, yep. So we'll be covering that. So that to come soon. Mm-hmm. Any last thoughts, Sister Amin? Do you have scripture you want to share with us?
I do.
Any thoughts?
I have scripture. Isaiah 12, 2 and 3. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That is nice. I like that. What verse was that? Isaiah?
Isaiah 12, 2 and 3. There's a lot in Isaiah.
Yeah, yeah. Isaiah is a great book. They're all great books, but
Sometimes more meat.
Yeah, some things just jump out to you more than other things. Maybe a lot of it has to do with like where you are in your walk or what you're experiencing, and some things jump out and magnify you. Some things you read and you go, huh? And then other things you read and you go, oh, wow, that's me. Or that's what I just experienced. So I was telling a man, that's what means God's Word is living. It's alive because it comes in and out of our lives at different times when we need it with different meanings and different discernment and different wisdom. It's alive.
Right.
And it's alive by the Spirit.
Yeah, praise God.
Tomorrow, it's supposed to be over 100. I just mentioned that because we chose not to travel just for reasons that we don't like to travel when it gets super hot. Only because you ever break down, you got to wait by the road. It just becomes more difficult. So tomorrow we're going to be, we got some business to take care of in this town. And then we're going to be just be working online. And, of course, we'll always be out witnessing, looking to witness. And a brother's going to be out witnessing tomorrow, and he was talking about telling people, you think this is hot, hell's going to be a lot hotter. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. So that will wake people up when people are walking around hot and all sweaty. There's a big, for the people around the world listening, there's a big heat dome, they call it, over the middle part of America right now that they're claiming is going to raise the heat indexes way up high. So a lot of people are focused on hot and heat right now.
Yeah.
So it is kind of a good time to talk about the temperatures of hell and maybe their suffering and how this ain't nothing.
That would probably irritate some people, but hopefully it gets under their skin to where they start listening and go, hey, that's a good concept for me to think about, because if I think this is hot, what's hell like?
Yeah. You know, all my brothers that I know are hardworking men that labor to make their own keep. They don't mooch off people for donations and all that. So they're all hard workers, and one young man works in a hot factory. And I asked him, I said, how you doing in there? He goes, it's hot, but I'm not complaining. He said, it'll pass. And he said, whenever I think it's too hot, he said, I think about the parable of the man that said, just dip your finger. Can I dip it on the tip of my tongue? I'm so hot to be quenched here. He said, I'm nothing like that. I can go get a hot, cold drink of water anytime.
Yeah.
He said, it's nothing like what the weeping and gnashing of teeth is going to be like. So that's a good perspective.
That is a really good one. Yeah,
because when it gets hot, yeah, everybody can get crabby and get tense. But when you think about it, this ain't nothing.
Yeah.
I can go to places and cool off. I can drink cold water. Hell is going to be where it's never quenched.
Yeah, that's a terrifying thought.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we're warning people as best we can. So that's going to be our day tomorrow, kind of a down day, no travel, and we're going to be working online. Got lots of projects to do, lots of things to get done.
Right. I was just going to say, yay, for no travel.
Yeah.
we like to travel, but you know what I'll tell you, sisters? I have a stack of Titus 2 things I want to do, and I wanted to do some audios for sisters or work on the website and do some things. So when we have a day like that, I'm like, I get really excited. I'm like, yay, that's awesome. I make this list, and I get ready to do it, and then I go, oh, yeah, that's right. Keep it in your mind that there may be other works that come in front
right.
of it, because
yeah.
we may be witnessing all
we
day.
We may
Who
spend
knows?
Half the day with a seeker. Who knows?
Yeah, I know. So.
And that's a good point about van life. I was telling a brother that everybody thinks van life is romantic and cool, and you get to travel, and it is very nice to travel and all that, but travel can make you weary in the flesh.
It
can make you very weary in the flesh, and so it is good to take time off the road, and we don't sit around looking at the paint drying on the walls of the gospel van. We are working, we're laboring, we're studying, we're edifying, we're encouraging. So,
right.
But to not travel and be able to do that in one place, it is quite a blessing.
It is, to be able to just pull in maybe in the morning and stay there all day long until night.
I got to tell you this, you'll like this, you maybe didn't even know this. I got to tell you this story. Remember when I backed up and I parked the van today and found shade?
Uh-huh.
A brother called me at lunchtime. He says, anybody around at lunchtime? So him and I were talking at lunchtime on video call. And I held up my phone. I said, look where I am, brother. He said, what? I said, I'm in the door of my tent, and I'm in the shade. And I had parked behind a huge billboard.
Yeah, you lined it right up by the door.
I pulled the van where I shouldn't have been parked, but nobody was around. It wasn't illegal. Police drove by. It was no big deal. They knew I was trying to get in the shade.
We were just way off to the side.
We were way off to the side. And it was right in front of a big store, food store billboard. And I was sitting in the door of my tent working online. And it was really cool. The wind was blowing. It reminds me of Abraham.
Oh, I know. I love that one.
Sitting in the door of the shade, heat of the day in the shade of his tent.
Yeah.
So we like to have those days when we don't have to travel and we can just focus on ministry and not worry about where we're going and all of that. So that's, if the Lord gives us tomorrow, that's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just have one more scripture verse. You have anything else, Sister Amin?
I don't think so.
I have one more scripture verse I want to share, and I want to edify you all with this. Ready? 1 Thessalonians 4:17-18. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Yeah,
so we need to comfort each other. When you're struggling, when you have your flesh is weary, when you have a bad situation, we met a lady who's going through a divorce just yesterday.
Yeah.
We comfort each other. This is talking about saints specifically. Comfort each other with the words that Christ is going to come for us, or we go to be with him at our death, and that is the ultimate, that is the high calling, as we studied about today. Mm-hmm. There's nothing higher, there's nothing better, there's nothing greater than to leave this life through death and enter into eternal life with our Savior. So we hope that's what you're looking for and seeking after.
And we're here to help you.
Amen. March on, all you soldiers of the Lord. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, we love you all.
May God be praised.
God be praised always, Sister Amin.
Amen.